ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com Newbie Lesson Lori's Story 7 How to Say Where Things Are. My name is Eric and I'm accompanied by Naomi-sensei.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Okay, Naomi-sensei, what are we going to talk about today?
今日は numbers.
That's right. All the numbers between 0 and 255,000.
Ah, no.
Wait, what numbers are we doing?
From 0 to 10.
From 0 to 10. All right, that's a good place to start. And what's the grammar point today?
Adjective plus noun.
All right, so we're finally going to be able to describe things.
Hi.
All right, so what's going on with Lori today?
Mr. Mizuki is showing her Lori's new apartment.
All right, so let's listen.
Lori-san の部屋は205号室です。ここです。電気はそこ、トイレはあそこ。
トイレはここですか。あ、小さいトイレですね。
お風呂はあそこです。それから部屋の鍵はこれです。はい、どうぞ。
どうも。古い部屋ですね。
でもここはとても便利ですよ。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
ロリーさんの部屋は205号室です。ここです。電気はそこ。トイレはあそこ。
トイレはここですか?あ、小さいトイレですね。
お風呂はあそこです。それから部屋の鍵はこれです。はい、どうぞ。
どうも。古い部屋ですね。
でもここはとても便利ですよ。
今度は英語が入ります。
ロリーさんの部屋は205号室です。ここです。
Your room number is 205, Lori. Here you are.
電気はそこ。トイレはあそこ。
The switch for the lights are there, and the restroom is over there.
トイレはここですか?あ、小さいトイレですね。
The restroom is here. Oh, it's small.
お風呂はあそこです。それから部屋の鍵はこれです。はい、どうぞ。
The bathtub is over there. And here's the room key.Here you go.
どうも。古い部屋ですね。
Thanks. It's an old room, isn't it?
でもここはとても便利ですよ。
But this place is very close to everything.
Wow, this sounds a lot like my apartment.
本当?
Yeah, it's tiny. But hey, I can get anywhere pretty quick, I think. Yeah. Naomi-sensei, it seems that Lori's bathroom, I mean her toilet,and her bathtub are not in the same room.
That's right. In your apartment, is your toilet in the bathroom?
Well, I mean, here, yeah, in Japan, yes, it is, just by coincidence. But a lot of places in Japan, they're separate.
Hi.
But in the States, or at least everywhere that I've ever been to in the States, they're always together in the same room.
Mm.
So that's sort of different, huh?
Yeah, that's a bit confusing for me too. When I translated today's conversation into English, I had no idea how should I translate toilet.
Ah, yeah. Usually when you say toilet, you know, in Japanese, toilet is like the room that contains, usually has a toilet in it, right? But in English, toilet is the actual thing that you sit on.
Oh, yeah, the white thing.
All right, so on to the vocabulary. Okay, so the first word today is...
でも.
But.However.
でも。でも。
The next word is?
アパート。
Apartment.
A pa-a-to, apato.
The next word is?
Heya.
Room.
He-ya, heya.
The next word is?
Go-shitsu.
Suffix for room numbers.
Go-u-shitsu. Go-shitsu.
The next word is?
Koko.
Here.
Ko-ko. Koko.
The next word is?
Soko.
There.
So-ko. Soko.
The next word is?
Asoko.
Over there.
A-so-ko. Asoko.
The next word is?
Denki.
Electricity. Light.
De-n-ki. Denki.
The next word is?
Toire.
Toilet. Lavatory.
To-i-re. Toire.
The next word is?
Chisai.
Small. Little. Tiny.
Chi-i-sa-i. Chisai.
The next word is?
Ofuro.
Bath. Bathtub.
O-fu-ro. Ofuro.
The next word is?
Furui.
Old. Used for things, not people. Aged.
Furui. Furui.
The next word is?
Kagi.
Key.
Kagi. Kagi.
The next word is?
Totemo.
Very.
Totemo. Totemo.
The last word is?
Benri.
Convenient.
Benri. Benri.
All right, now let's take a closer look at some of these words and phrases. But before we do so, let me just remind you to, when you're learning these words, not only learn the words themselves, but learn the intonation. All right, Naomi-sensei is doing a wonderful job of going up and down with the intonation, so follow that too. That's very important. All right, so what's our first phrase today, Naomi-sensei?
Hai, dozo.
It could be translated as, okay, here you go. We studied hai in a previous lesson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which usually means yes.
Hai.
That's right. There you go. Yes, that's right. Anything affirming, okay, sure, thing, yeah, whatever. Something like that, right? But in this case, it's like, okay. And dozo.
Dozo.
Which means, here you go.
When you hand something to people.
Or when you're giving permission to do something.
Yeah, right. Like, please go ahead.
Either go ahead or here you go. It usually accompanies some sort of action.
And the response should be, domo.
Which means, thank you. But you better watch out with the thank yous. Let's take a closer look at these thank yous. All right, so there's a bunch of ways of being gracious in Japanese. The first one is the most casual way. We just said it. What was it, Nami-sensei?
Domo.
Domo. And it's a very casual way to say thank you. It's kind of like, thanks. All right, what's the next step in gratitude?
Arigato.
All right, and I think that's the one that most people know, right? Mm-hmm. And it's thank you. And the thing that most people don't know is that this is actually casual. You won't say just arigato to older people, people above you in social class. It's actually a huge faux pas, so watch out, everybody.
I'm not sure about the meaning of domo itself, but it's often used as the meaning of very.
Right. It's really close. It's kind of like an emphasis.
Yeah, emphasis.
Right. And you could use it actually with other words, but we'll get into that some other time. Right now, you can just put it in front of arigato, and it can become thanks a lot.
And the point is, it's not domo arigato.
What is it?
Domo arigato.
Naomi-sensei just said domo arigato. She said the domo really short, like domo. That's not the same word. It's actually not even a word. So make sure you extend the first O, domo arigato.
Domo arigato.
Okay, so Naomi-sensei, how would you thank someone who's really old?
I would put ございます and say, ありがとうございます.
ありがとうございます. You would say that to someone who's older than you?
そうですね, or a stranger.
One more time, Naomi-sensei.
ありがとうございます.
That's the polite way to say thank you. And what's the most polite way? If you need to thank the emperor, you know, you happen to come across the emperor and he does you a favor.
I don't think I would talk to the emperor, but...
They'll be so rude here. He did you a favor. How would you thank him?
Domo arigatou gozaimasu.
So you put domo in front of the arigatou gozaimasu.
Hai. Domo arigatou gozaimasu.
And thank you, Naomi-sensei. Let's move on to Lori's room number. What's her room number?
205号室.
Before we get into that, let's do all the numbers between 0 and 10. All right, so let's start with zero.
Zero.
One.
Ichi.
Two.
Ni.
Three.
San.
Four.
Yon.
Five.
Go.
Six.
Roku.
Seven.
Nana.
Eight.
Hachi.
Nine.
Kyu.
Ten.
Ju.
All right, so these are the basic numbers. What's Lori's room number again?
205.
205. Actually, if I were to say it really correctly and precisely, it's 205. I said O, which is a letter, which Japanese people do as well, right?
So desu ne.
When you're saying room numbers and phone numbers and things, well, phone numbers are different, but room numbers and other long strings of numbers, you don't say zero all the time, don't you? What else do you say?
We say maru.
Maru, which means
a circle.
A circle, which looks a lot like a zero. So if you were to say 205 again in a different way,
205.
You guys don't have to use it. You could say 205, but if you hear someone saying 205, just keep in mind that means 205. Anything maru could be also zero. And a lot of Japanese people say it, so keep that in mind. Okay, we're done with numbers for now, but we're going to go over them in detail in lesson 11. So stay tuned for that.
お願いします。
Okay, what's today's grammar point, Naomi-sensei?
Adjective plus noun.
All right, and where did it come up in the conversation today between Lori and Mizuki-san?
小さい部屋ですね。
Yes, it's a small room, isn't it? Okay, so Naomi-sensei, in Japanese, there's two types of adjectives, right?
I-ending adjectives and na-ending adjectives.
That's right. They're classified by their endings, and some end with I, and some end with na. But the ones with I are pretty self-explanatory because they end with I, but the ones that have na, they don't end with na. You have to attach na to the end. Don't worry if you're confused now. We're going to go over all of this later. And there's actually a huge list of adjectives in the PDF, so it's pretty self-explanatory. Just check it out. But for now, let's start with I adjectives. What are some?
小さい.
Small. 小さい. It ends with I, the character I, right?
はい.
To describe a small room, you would just connect that with room. Therefore,
小さい部屋.
小さい部屋.
The word order is same as English, right?
That's right, a small room. How about, it's an old room.
古い is an adjective for old.
古い, another E adjective, meaning old.
古い部屋.
Let's move on to some na adjectives. Okay, for example.
便利.
Convenient. And you see, 便利, it doesn't have na in it. You just learn it, and you just have to know that's a na adjective. So if you want to connect it to a noun, you have to add na to the end of 便利. So a very convenient room is
便利な部屋.
便利な部屋. You just added na in between the adjective and the noun. What's another na adjective, Naomi-sensei?
静か.
Quiet. So a quiet room would be
静かな部屋.
It's a quiet room.
Also, Shizuka is a common Japanese girl's name.
That's true. Let's give some examples, Naomi-sensei.
Hai.
Wow, this coffee is really good, isn't it?
Oishii is tasty. So, oishii kohii desu ne.
Mmm, tasty coffee. I could taste the beans. I could taste the roast. Wow, this place is inconvenient, isn't it?
Inconvenient is fuben.
Okay, fuben.
And that's not ending adjective. Place is tokoro. So, fuben na tokoro desu ne.
That's an inconvenient place, isn't it? So we learned a couple of adjectives. Small.
小さい.
Old.
古い.
Convenient.
便利な.
Inconvenient.
不便な.
Quiet.
静かな.
And when you study this by yourself, if you're studying na adjectives, just stick the na at the end so you can get used to it. And if you want, start describing everything around you. Yeah, it actually it works. I used to do that, you know? You get the PDF, you start looking at everything, and you describe everything. 小さい, 時計, 大きいドア, you know, stuff like that. If you guys don't understand what I'm saying, just go to the PDF. There's tons of adjectives there and start describing everything. Okay, it's right about time for me to go visit Lori. So right before I go, I got a message for all you animation lovers out there. Okay, I'm not talking about Pixar or anything like that, but on our website, JapanesePod101.com, we have animated katakana and hiragana stroke order videos. Check out these practice sheets. They'll enable you to master katakana and hiragana in the fastest time possible with the least amount of effort, really. It's basically kana charts with both audio and video, And you can listen to the phonetic sound of each character while reviewing how to actually write it, the strokes and everything like that. So if you use it in the combination with the kanji flashcards, you'll be a master. With that, I'll see you guys next time.
じゃあまた。
ローリーさんの部屋は205号室です。ここです。電気はそこ。トイレはあそこ。
トイレはここですか。あ、小さいトイレですね。
お風呂はあそこです。それから部屋の鍵はこれです。はい、どうぞ。
どうも。古い部屋ですね。
でもここはとても便利ですよ。